Jess, interesting topic of conversation came up at home today, and I just want to share this with you, all right? Let me run this by you. Because we have 13 million Australians in lockdown, and there are all sorts of rules. You can't do that, you can't do this, and you can only do this if this, and you can only do this. So I want to have a look at some of the rules for those people who are living in Sydney, and particularly people who live in Sydney's southwest, Fairfield, Liverpool, Canterbury, etc. You can only shop for essential items. You can only leave home, one visitor only, if you're giving care or for compassionate reasons. You can exercise, but only with one other person. You can't carpool. Funerals capped at 10. Weddings are banned. No carpooling with other people from your household. But here's the thing. Do you remember last week? Australia was due to be playing the United States in a warm-up match leading into the Olympics. So we're going to play the United States in basketball. And it was going to be Saturday morning at 8 o'clock. And I wanted to watch it with Jacob, my son, who's a basketball fanatic. So we were going to go and shoot baskets at an outdoor court on Saturday morning at 7. And then at 8 o'clock, we were going to watch the game at my place. Not allowed. We weren't allowed. I wrote a personal message to David Elliott, the police minister. He wrote back and said, Luke, can't do it. He's not a member of your household. However, Jess, you are allowed to be visited, or you are allowed to visit your intimate partner. You can do that.
But what you said prior is you can leave the house on compassionate grounds or to give care. So I would say your child coming over is compassionate grounds. That's your kid.
Yeah, he's 30.
He's still your baby. I think it's, I don't know. Look, it is a bit muddled. People are confused.
I asked the police minister. I asked David Elliott, the police minister. He said, no, Luke. Anyway, you are allowed to see your intimate partner. Jess, can I ask you a question? What is the definition of an intimate partner?
Oh, I don't know. It's just 50 shades of grey. You're an entire situation.
You've got two university degrees. Come on. What do you?
I would say it's got to be a monogamous, exclusive relationship. Not obviously dating other people because you're breaking COVID rules, but if you're only seeing each other, and that's again on compassionate grounds. So I would say seeing your kid, if you're living with your partner and you're allowed to have one person over, it can be your kid. I just, look, we're not the only ones questioning this.
Nah,
every day I'm seeing on Instagram, this isn't adding up. What's going on? But Gladys last week or over the weekend was photographed with her partner. They got a takeaway coffee.
No mask.
So, yeah, but they were drinking. I think if you're eating or drinking, it's okay. They were drinking the coffee. So she was with her partner. Okay, I don't know if they live together.
No, but that was out in public. I'm saying, okay, folks, 133353, what is the definition of an intimate partner? Because I want to give you an example. Let's just say, Jess, that I'm single and I've swiped right on one of those dating apps, bear with me, and I've hooked up with someone and we've only been together for a week.
But you can't do that now.
No, we've defined sex in the car as exercise, okay?
Oh my God, what? How much time on your hands do you have to come up with these?
I'm thinking. So we've had sex in the backseat of the car.
Oh my God!
And that comes under the heading of exercise.
And Luke, I have so much work to do. Is this really happening?
Yeah,
right now.
133.
Can I go now?
No. Wait, hang on.
Oh my goodness!
And so that is the only person that I've been intimate with recently. So I then define that person as my intimate partner. So I can that person that I've randomly swipe wipe. Help me.
Swipe right,
and then I had to wipe.
Swipe wipe. Oh God!
So I've swipe wiped, and then so can that person's now an intimate partner. So that random that I picked up on swipe wipe, whatever, can come around to my place, but my son can't come and watch basketball. So what if I wanted Simon to come around to watch the V8s or watch or do some have a game of pool? Do I suddenly become a very attracted to Simon? You with me?
You could just say your son is your partner.
Oh, no, that's not pleasing. Even in Australia. Maybe not Tasmania. But no, Jess, Jess, Jess.
No one would know.
Jess, please, now you're the sicko.
Well,
now you're being...
You know, excuse me, I told you from the beginning it would be, I think it's okay. It's compassionate grounds.
No, you see.
You're the one that wants to make up the weird stories. What do you want? Where do you want my mind to go? You started
I'm asking, what's the definition of an intimate partner? It could be someone you only met the other night, but they're allowed over. But you're not allowed to have your son over to watch a game of basketball because he's not your intimate partner. Hello.
Get the premier on. That's what I say. Get the premier on. Let's clear this up.
You get the premier on.
All right. Oh, I'm going to do my best. We might be too busy for her. We'll see if she's available for us.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.